You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. A lot of talk about sanctions lately. Iran's have been lifted after a deal for nuclear oversight this week. By some estimates, that could bring about $100 billion into the country. Russia is on the opposite end of the spectrum. It's been experiencing economic sanctions for nearly a year. Olga Smirnova of the BBC Russian Service has been reporting on how the sanctions have affected Russia. Olga, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So what is the mood around these sanctions? Is there a sense that they're working?
Well, I've just attended a conference which is called The Scary New World, How to Do Business in a World Without Order. And there were many representatives of European business and many politicians. And they thought they were working. For example, Anne-Marie Slaughter, the president of New America Foundation, stressed that sanctions are a very effective deterrent. We shouldn't forget that sanctions have a very important political role. And from mm-hmm. that point of view, they have worked. They have shown that Europe is united as a deterrent, as a political measure. Mm-hmm. They are working. It's a different question if we're talking about economics.
Yes. And that had been the question a bit, how effective the sanctions would be toward the Russian government versus toward the Russian people. Was that addressed at all?
Yes. Well, of course, we should remember that it's virtually impossible to disentangle the economic effect of falling oil prices and deflation of the ruble from the sanctions themselves. Russia, it was stressed at the convention, is a developing economy and it doesn't have its own capital. It needs access to foreign capital. And that access has been denied.
And so how will we know when these sanctions can be considered successful? How would governments or world leaders define eventual success and maybe an end to sanctions?
I think for the participants of the convention, that would be non-interference by Russian regime in the post-Soviet space. That this mm-hmm. is the first unified action by the West to any aggression in post-Soviet state. So if in the future we don't have that kind of interference, that's probably one sign of the success.
So the sense is that they're working now, but there's no timeline for ending them.
Yes, the sense that I had that we're there in the long haul. Olli Rehn, the Minister of Economic Affairs of Finland, stressed that, Russia has, however we don't like it, but it has a pretty stable regime at the moment. And it looks like Putin is entrenched. And to a degree, he has been strengthened by the sanctions because he now can absolve responsibility from the economic crisis. So from that point of view, there is a certain stability in that system. So, we're there for the long haul.
It sounds like it. Olga Smirnova, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.